hell's the matter with you?
All right. It is Chris Kane's favorite segment.
Yes, it is. What the hell?
It is what the hell. These are stories that are a little bit off the beaten path, and we start with this one from Wisconsin. Joe, you've been in that part of the country before. You know they like a couple things up there. They like beer. Yep.
Cheese.
And they like the cheese. It's the beer that got this guy in trouble.
Shocker.
Stephen Gove, a cyclist, was hit supposedly by an intoxicated driver. I think it's safe to say the guy was drunk. The great news is he did not suffer any serious injuries. Very fortunate in this case. The Wisconsin resident riding home on his bicycle after delivering editions of the Lakeshore Chronicle. And this guy's got to be the oldest paper boy in America. He's got to be in his 60s. On the way, a driver struck him in a way that caused him to go over the hood and into the windshield. He never lost consciousness, nor did he lose his cool. All of a sudden, stuck in the stranger's car, he tells the Press Gazette, everything was in the car except for my knees and feet. I turned to the driver and said, hello, I'm the guy you hit on the bicycle. I had no idea at all why he wasn't acknowledging me. Driver, continuing on his course.
What?
Yes.
Oh.
Driver had no idea the guy was in his car, kept going. He hit another vehicle along the way. And about that time, a witness noticed what was happening. There's a guy sticking out of that guy's windshield. Never seen that before. Man hanging out.
What time did this happen? About 4:20?
Probably... It was early in the morning because he was delivering the
You're
paper.
You're going to use that every chance you get. Tonight, Joe's going to stand up and go, what was that
what
shot? 420?
Like, what time is it?
420 left on the clock.
Must play be, some defense.
Terrible move. Must be 420 left in the game. Driver started to lock up his car when he finally noticed Gove, who had managed to climb all the way into the car. He saw me sitting in his car and he said, who are you? What are you doing in there? He said, I'm the guy you hit on the bicycle. I went through your windshield.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
No doubt. He got out of the car and walked away. Despite the ordeal, only had some scratches. How about that? I've actually heard of this happening before. There was a lady a few years ago that drove, hit a guy. He's stuck in her windshield. She leaves him in her garage, and he dies.
What?
Bleeds out. True story. If she would have called authorities, the guy could have been saved.
That's messed up.
But like for 2 days, the dude stayed out there stuck in her windshield. Bizarre. I don't know what gets into people. This is
people.
Not quite as weird a story by any stretch of the imagination, but it is interesting for those of you who are believers in... What is Todd a believer in global warming or climate change? He's a climate change guy, right?
I'm not really sure, actually. I've never talked to Todd about that. But
quit talking to Sully about how great Tom Brady is and talk about weather like Joe Klein and Dana do.
I think global climate change is just the new name for global warming.
Yeah.
Dana would know.
Well, Vickery doesn't believe in it.
Right.
I know that. Many of the Republicans have blown it off.
Yeah. Groupie.
We all love Yak. He's
yes,
amazing.
Yak is the man.
Stand by for a new breed of farm animal. Joe, this will be very popular, I'm sure, in Missouri. The low methane cow.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. European scientists are collaborating in a bid to find a cow that makes the same milk, but manages to do so without emitting. While emitting lower levels of natural gas.
Quit feeding them beans.
Their stomach. Yes, apparently this is a major issue. About a fifth of all greenhouse gas emissions from agriculture directly released from the stomachs of the world's cattle herds. Did you know that?
Did not.
It's amazing.
That's a fun fact.
So that's the smell when you're on I-40 going through Amarillo. Right
yes,
that's
Amarillo
methane.
By morning.
That's methane.
That's
when you're going by the stockyard.
Don't light a match.
A dairy scientist at the University of Nottingham in the UK is one of the guys working on it. Says the cattle quite dramatically in the levels of methane from their stomach, so it'd be possible to imagine a dairy herd that produced the same volume of milk while reducing their gaseous discharges. I think it's a brilliant idea. I'm a big fan.
Hey, man, when I was growing up, we watched Jacuzzi. We had to fart in the tub.
So hopefully they can work this out. But this is what they're working on in the UK, trying to get cows that don't toot nearly as much.
The cows kept blaming it on a bullfrog.
Was that a bullfrog?
What are we doing?
Was that a fart? I don't know. I can taste it. On my tongue.
Is that ketchup and onion?
Exactly.
Yep. It's ketchup and onion.
Cutting the number of ruminant livestock could have additional benefits for food security, human health, and environmental conservation involving water quality, wildlife habitat, and biodiversity. I say, let's cut down on the greenhouse gases. Let's cut down on the cow toots. Let's save the world one cow's belly at a time.
I think Matt made up a great point. What are you feeding them?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know, they're all sitting around going, chili again?
All right, then.
Is that an Esther in there? I ordered deer chili. This is rude.
Turns out all the cows are lactose intolerant.
Have you ever walked around a barnyard or Joe? I know you spent a lot of time on the farm back in the day, eating a cheeseburger and just looking at the cow, all cocky like.
Oh, that's so cruel.
This could be you, bro. I mean, I wouldn't actually feed the burger to the cow. That's going way
too inhumane.
Far. Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
that would.
It's messed up.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's like feeding chicken fingers to a chicken.
I wonder if they eat it.
I don't know. Probably.
If you put a fish stick and a chicken stick out there in front of a chicken, do you think he would prefer the fish stick?
Is this something we need to test?
I'm okay with it. Tonight, Big Joe Klein. Watch him. He'll have a big smile on his face as the clock ticks down to 4:20 tonight because he learned something
new
today.
He's going to. I know it.
Despite our efforts here in the zone every day to learn nothing, sometimes you just can't help it. Entertainment news coming up. We will talk about the Razorback game a little bit from last night as well. I know. I feel your pain.
We have to.
All is well.
And Baird Baber.
All is well. And Baird Baber's going to join us from L.A.
Grammy gig of a